1959, I had a pretty daggy guitar. It was a little Japanese thing called an Antoria, who later on made some very fine guitars. But at that point, the good thing about it in appearance was it looked like a rock and roll guitar, but the actual neck of the guitar was very thick, chunky, and slightly bent. It looked like it was made by Fred Flintstone or something. And Cliff said to me one day, look, I'd like to buy you a decent guitar. What do you think? And the guitar that came into mind was a Fender Stratocaster. To be honest, we didn't know it was called a Fender Stratocaster. We knew it was a Fender because Buddy Holly was using one. And we thought James Burton with Ricky Nelson was using one. And these were, to us, great guitar sounds. So the Fender was beginning to become the guitar of choice. Cliff's management sent to the USA, got a brochure from Fender. We pored over the brochure and we chose the most expensive guitar. And it was the one that looked like Buddy Holly's guitar. It was a Fender Stratocaster with bird's eye maple neck, gold-plated hardware, tremolo arm. And we chose it in what we still believe was a color called Flamingo Pink. But Fender claimed there was never such a color. We all seem to remember it vividly, but there you go. So, and that was how we arrived at the Fender Stratocaster. And when it arrived a few weeks later, we opened the box, and there was this wonderful-looking thing in the box. We just looked at it for ages without even picking it up. It was like something from Mars. It was wonderful. Recorded pretty much straight away in 1959 using this guitar. Cliff had just had a big hit with Living Doll, and we were recording some stuff to follow up, things like Dynamite, Traveling Light, and a few others, and they were the first sessions on which I used the Stratocaster. Dynamite. The Fender Stratocaster tremolo was a much more elegant affair altogether. I found it a really wonderful thing to have in my repertoire to be able to use this, and that was one of the things that helped me develop a style that was different from the style other people had developed. You know, if I couldn't think of anything to play, I just used to give it a big wobble, you know? Just wing, and do something quite sort of outrageous with it. At that time, it used to sound pretty far out, and people would go, wow, that's great, you know. It enabled me, on the one hand, to start bringing it into my style of playing to create a more vocal effect. But also, I was able to bend strings down, hit a string and slightly bend it down to get more expression from fairly raucous, hard pieces like FBI and The Savage to the beautiful melodic pieces like Wonderful Land and Atlantis and things in between, slower numbers like Sleepwalk and so forth. It's a little more difficult to play, and you've got to work harder at it. But I think it has its rewards. And certainly it was a guitar which suited me and helped me develop my style. And in terms of performing with it, it's got a contoured body which fits snugly and with a lot of comfort into the body. It hasn't got any sharp edges that dig into your body. And it's very easy to kind of, because of the lighter weight of it, kind of throw the guitar, when I say throw it, hold it up and pose with it, if you like, which of course we started to do with the Shadows as part of our presentation, you know, whizzing the guitars up in the air, swinging around with them, all manner of stuff. Much easier with a Strat than it is with, say, a Gibson Les Paul, which is a lot heavier. there were some rock and roll clubs in London at the time, and pretty tame in comparison with the clubs that came later, but nevertheless there were clubs where people could dance and had live music, and I used to take the guitar down and sit in with the band, really just showing off, to be honest, just showing the guitar off, because people were just boggled with the look of this instrument. They just look so wonderful. They just look good, even live. It's like a, you know how a wonderful car, like an E-Type Jaguar or some Ferraris or Porsches or whatever, they've just got a look when they're standing there. You don't have to see them moving to appreciate the design and the potential of the vehicle. And I think that's something the same with the Stratocaster.